I used to be a Christian superstar. I was, from a young age, the woman who was always in some position of power and influence. I had a job where I was a national leader in different kind of ministry, and where people all over the country and even around the world knew who I was, knew what I was doing and that I was good at it, and there was a lot of prestige that came along with that. You know, for a couple years, I was a regular fixture on the conference circuit, just attending conferences, doing teaching at conferences, leading seminars, becoming part of national and even international networks where people were always really excited about me. You know, here's this young woman, and she's passionate, and she's got this vision and calling, and she's, you know, obviously very intelligent and competent. And so for a couple years, I was, you know, very encouraged to kind of live out this lifestyle of being known, having a reputation as, you know, someone who, despite her youth, was very gifted, and I was held out as a role model to, you know, college students and people at my church. And I liked it. I mean, honestly, it was, you know, it was fun. It's fun to be known. It's fun to feel like people kind of hold you in this position of awe, and like, you know, if they have a question about something and it's very serious, you're the person that they want to come to. You know, and so in my church and in the ministry that I worked for, and even in different, you know, places and people around the world, I was kind of the it girl, you know, if you want to talk about Christian superstars. Here I was, this young, intelligent, competent, gifted woman. And I gave that all up. Almost a year ago, disappeared from the Christian superstar radar screen. Moved into a place where I am alone, and where I am anonymous, where no one knows me, and even if they did know my past and everything that I had been, it wouldn't really be helpful. It wouldn't mean anything to them. It doesn't benefit me here in the work that I am trying to do. So I'm completely off of the conference circuit. Not writing any magazine articles or being written about on, you know, the latest e-zine. I'm completely off the pedestal that other people and I had myself upon, so that I can become like the people that God has called me to minister to. And, you know, this has caused a lot of questions, both within myself and from others, people asking, you know, am I wasting my gifts, like all of this talent that God has given me? Have I thrown it away when I could be doing something so much bigger and so much more well-known? You know, maybe I'm not living up to my potential in all of the things that I could be doing in this world and ways that I could be influencing people. And I feel that. I feel those questions. And I feel in myself how much I miss that lack of power, how much I miss having influence on people. I think those are things that it is human to desire, and that we are, you know, as we grow up, we're told that, yeah, we should be seeking power, we should be seeking influence. That is what success looks like. And having stepped out of all that, I find myself asking the question, am I still important and successful in the kingdom of God if no one knows who I am?